Anne Arundel County businessman Larry Hogan was the last Republican gubernatorial candidate to throw his hat into the ring, yet he now leads in fundraising and in the polls. WIPR's Christopher Connolly has this profile.
Larry Hogan would be the first to tell you that he's not a career politician, but he's by no means a stranger to the process.
My dad was elected to Congress when I was 12 years old, so that's got a pretty early introduction to it.
Larry Hogan Sr. was a three-term congressman representing Prince George's County, where he went on to be county executive. He was the only Republican to vote for all three articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon, and it cost him politically.
I learned probably more about integrity in one day from my dad than most men learn in a lifetime.
Larry Hogan Jr. has been a businessman, a real estate broker, and appointment secretary to former Republican Governor Bob Ehrlich. He's probably best known for heading Change Maryland, which advocates for pro-business policies. Hogan says he launched the organization 3 years ago as a counterpoint to the O'Malley administration's tax policies.
I wanted to provide a means for average Marylanders to hold their elected officials accountable, and we wanted to try to bring fiscal responsibility and common sense to Annapolis.
Since then, Change Maryland has attracted a large following, especially on social media. State Senate Minority Whip Joe Getty says Change Maryland has also become a vital platform for conservatives in Annapolis, a counter to the many Democratic-leaning lobbyists and advocacy groups.
Change Maryland has been refreshing for us to have a group that we can turn to do research, to do policy analysis, and provide backup and support.
Now that he's running for governor, Change Maryland has been absorbed into Hogan's campaign organization, along with its message. Hogan says the O'Malley administration has made Maryland unfriendly to business, and he'd change that.
We don't need to be the cheapest tax state in the nation, but we can't afford to be one of the highest.
Hogan says he would trim government spending without cutting programs. He says by managing the government better, Maryland could save money and use that to cut taxes. But conservative blogger Jeff Quinton says Hogan has yet to fully flesh out his policy ideas.
A lot of people have criticized him for the fact that he identifies the problems that need to be fixed in Maryland, but he really hasn't put forth many specifics on how he would go about fixing them.
Quinton says Hogan has upset some of the party faithful by skipping candidate forums. He says that's where Hogan could have shown party activists how his ideas compare to those of his rivals, who are also running on fiscal restraint.
People feel like they're getting a pig in a poke and they don't know what they're voting for in some cases.
Still, that hasn't put much of a damper on Hogan's support. New campaign finance reports this week show Hogan in a stronger position than his rivals, though that includes $500,000 he lent to his own campaign. But in a race where the biggest challenge seems to be voter apathy, engagement is what Hogan needs most.
Hello, sir. I'm Larry Hogan. I'm running for governor of Maryland.
Oh, good. I know you, Larry.
You did?
At a street fair in Towson where Hogan was out pressing the flesh, his populist message seemed to resonate.
I'm leaning toward you so far.
But he also had to remind voters there's an election going on.
We have a primary election coming up June 24th, which almost nobody knows about.
Okay.
It's a really important election coming up in November as well.
Right.
And I'm running because I think we've got to turn the state around. I think we're off track and we're heading the wrong direction.
I think you're right. Well, I sure would
appreciate your consideration.
Hogan will get another chance to get his message out tomorrow when GOP candidates debate in Salisbury. I'm Christopher Connolly for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find more of WYPR's election coverage online at wypr.org/programs/election.